I write angry poems that sing along. Listening to me, you wish there was a bouncing ball to go along with the words written out on a screen so you could join in and be like me making a scene. I write angry poems about pretty things like the times I know exist in the deepest recesses of my heart's dreams. I am disgusted with this current sequence of life where most of our day is weighted down with strife. I am disgusted with wondering how it all went wrong. I am disgusted with pulling your sorry ass along on this entertainment wave where I try desperately to infect you with the feelings you would experience at a really cool rave. The euphoric ecstasy of being alive, the sense of ultimate connectedness in a bass thumping dive, where the sweat is smeared in pools of hugs passed around freely within the arms of your dancing soul brothers and sisters who love you dearly. I write angry poems about metaphysical ideals that I serve up like big stinking meals that I hope will butt your head into getting off your ass. Because the music of life is blaring and you ought to get up and dance. I get that some of you want to wallow in the angst mentality of a nouveau jock trying to score dates, otherwise known as a word-throwing slam poet who pants for merit, don't you know it, and prestige in the competition of mental wrestling arena submissions. What sort of artists have we become? Even our poetry is becoming undone with ego and greed focused on recognition as the germinating seed. I am not interested in small petty games of who is cool and who's insane. I just want to smash your perception models on the reality of living. I want your paradigm to go crumbling into a pile of giving. Give it up, give it up. Give it up to the abyss, because if you think you know where you're going, little bro and little sis, you don't know shit about what's going to happen, first, second, or third. There is no linear time, haven't you heard? Shift down on your need for control. Release yourself into Alice's white rabbit hole. Try to understand your ego. Discover true pride. Shit, you might as well just let go and enjoy your proverbial ride, for as things are, it is not enough for me to see an ocean of complacency wash over a nation that seems to be on a perpetual mental vacation. I am part of the whole, and you also are part of the collective soul. Critical mass is all I ask. So we can see if this human machine will unmask to reveal a glorious creation of a creature, something with all new evolved features, fully loaded with extra special options, more than could even fit in the carpet bag of Ms. Poppins. It would be more than I could even imagine. I have no answer as to what can happen.